many families ask the question, is it necessary for us to hire a professional interventionist? This can be a very important question to ask when the amount of finances available are limited. The family might be saying, you know, we really need to save every penny we can to pay for treatment. Is it possible for us to do this intervention on our own? Yes, it is. But in saying that, there are also circumstances that would make it very important to have a professional present. For instance, the alcoholic is facing a crisis. The family needs to intervene right now. You've had no time to learn about intervention. You've had no time to prepare or plan. When that's the case, you really need to call an intervention and get them in because they can turn an intervention around very, very quickly in the middle of a crisis. Some other things to consider would be, is the person that you're concerned about also suffering from a mental illness? If that's the case, it might just be too much for the family to intervene on their own. Has there been a history of violence? Another time to get an interventionist on board with your team. Also, has there been a history of suicidal threats or suicidal attempts? If there has been, or if you're concerned about that as a real possibility, definitely call a professional interventionist. In addition, if the addict is estranged from the family, the addict isn't talking to anybody, or you don't quite know where they are, maybe they're living in their car, again, that's a good time to consult with a professional because that would be a very, very tricky intervention. Certainly not impossible, but very difficult to handle on your own. Also, if the family is... there's a lot of infighting, there's a lot of disagreement, you can't put a team together, everybody has a different idea of what they should do, another good time to bring a professional interventionist on board. Professional interventionist can work with the family, answer the questions, answer the objections, bring that team together in a way the family members could not. And of course, you want to work with a professional interventionist if you just think you'd be more comfortable. For a lot of families, they just feel much better having a seasoned, qualified professional on their team. You may decide that you really need a professional interventionist, but that you're unable to hire one. If that's the case, you do have other options. You could go to clergy, for instance. Ask your priest, your rabbi, your minister. Oftentimes, they're more than willing to learn about intervention and take on the role of the professional interventionist. You could also ask a coach, a teacher, even a recovering person in Alcoholics Anonymous. Again, as long as they're willing to learn about intervention and that they can take a responsible role and handle a difficult situation, that might be a good option for you.